This is Nancy Casey with an update about the situation in Haiti, where grassroots activists in the country have been responding to the disaster there since the moment it began. One notion that links all of the grassroots groups that have been working all along to improve Haitian life is the notion that communication and collaboration are the bedrock of profound social change, even though it can take superhuman patience to put it in practice, even if you have to educate the Marines. To see how that is playing out now on the Haitian island of La Gonâve, we begin with a report from the Wish Foundation in the port town of Ansagalé. They write, "At the top of the list of interesting events this week in Ansagalé was the arrival of the U.S. Navy and Marines on Monday. With the thousands of people who have come to the island, there is great concern that without government help, the island of La Gonâve's food resources will be depleted. It is reported that over 27,000 people have arrived on the island since the earthquake on Tuesday, January 12th. If the people coming to the island stay in Ansagalé, they will more than double the size of that town. This huge increase in the number of people on La Gonâve, regardless of where they end up, is a tremendous strain on the limited food supplies and water resources. Without significant help from the military, it's going to be difficult to get food to the island and to effectively distribute it. There have been a number of stories in the news about the military struggling to maintain order while distributing food in Port-au-Prince. This was the same situation at the Ansagalé port. As a crowd gathered to greet the U.S. Navy ship that had docked, the Navy started distributing MREs, meals ready to eat, to the crowd. The crowd became so unruly that the Marines threatened to leave if everyone did not calm down. Eventually, the Marines developed a strategy of clearing a small area and then allowing only a few people at a time into that area to receive MREs. As one can possibly understand, hunger drives people to want to get to the front of the line to get food being distributed. There is a fear that if one waits at the end of the line, then the food being dispersed may run out. No one wants to go back to their families without food." Later in the day, four Marines went to the National School to hand out food there. They stayed for only a short time before leaving because of the chaos created by that food distribution. The Navy brought a doctor and some medics to help treat patients at the hospital. After reviewing the patients in the hospital, the Navy medevaced several people who could be given better medical care at the Navy's medical center. One reason for the Navy coming to Ansagalé was that their intelligence had reported that the hospital had collapsed. However, they had confused the collapsed Nazarene Church with the hospital. They left at the end of the day, but with an understanding that there is a great deal of need in Ansagalé. We expect to see them return with more food and continued help for medical care. That was an update on the situation in Ansagalé from the Wish Foundation. A person in the chain of communication between leaders on La Gonâve and the military reports, "They have since apologized and realized it was not the way they should have done it. They were really sincere in their apology. They are really trying their best to help. But the damage was already done by the time they apologized. I'm hoping we can redress it." On another note, "There is so much food in Haiti. It's all stocked up in Port-au-Prince. They've formed this organization where the NGOs have to apply to get food. It's likely that organizations like World Vision or Concern will be able to get food. I do not think that continued free distribution of food is the way to go. I've been talking to members of the committees in Ansagalé and Pointe Raquette who want to assume the responsibility of the food stuff. They think it should be sold at minimal prices into the usual food distribution chains, and the money should go back into the communities. Many people think this is a great idea. I'm hoping they'll get an opportunity to implement it." Chad Bissonnette of Washington, D.C., works for a small NGO, Roots of Development, operating on the island in the town of Grand Souce. He writes to his fellow organizers, "I also heard what happened when they tried to distribute the food in Ansagalé. I know everyone is trying to do all they can. Perhaps we can just make things function better and better each time. There are a lot of people on the island that can help them handle food distribution much more appropriately. I did speak to someone in Grand Souce today, and they are telling me very honestly that the hunger has started to really set in. I could actually hear it in the voice of the person I was speaking to on the phone." Like many organizers trying hard to work with the military and the large helping agencies, Chad Bissonnette isn't counting on them. He updates his fellows, "I'm flying into the DR on Saturday and working on arranging a small plane or helicopter with which I can get food to La Gonâve. I'm awaiting pricing information and confirmation. Then I'm going to see if, with support from other groups in need, we can get regular flights in and out with food. Also, if I could get in touch with organizations that have food, perhaps I could have my committee members, their contacts, and my Port-au-Prince contacts put together a safe plan for getting that food out and over to La Gonâve. The key peasant group working to bring a smooth and orderly end to the imminent starvation crisis on the island of La Gonâve is APLAG, the Association of Peasants and Activists of La Gonâve. This is a Haitian group that's been working together for over 20 years to organize and educate Haitian peasants to improve their lives without relinquishing their culture. They have implemented literacy programs, agricultural projects, and environmental restoration. When La Gonâve was devastated by hurricanes several years ago, they were instrumental in devising a food-for-work program that parlayed food aid into erosion control projects that would protect the land against further hurricane damage. Any form of organizing among Haitians includes writing and singing songs about the issues. This is activist Vanna Edmond singing a song, Gade la Vie, Take a Look at Life. The words of the chorus in English are, Ladies and gentlemen, take a look at life. Good things come out in little puffs, bad things come down on our heads every day. We are starving to death while rich guys throw away food.
Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Ça qui gros, c'est pété à pété. Ça qui petit, à peu rentrer dans la terre chaque jour. Nous malheureux, n'a pas mouru à gros, gougon à gros, à jeter à se manger. Yo fait un travail, coué esclave. Mes amis, nous pas qu'à s'y porter. Yo bon honneur, yo bon bonus. Côté le sorti, c'est sous courage nous. N'a les travail, non journalier. L'elle fait midi, yo dit c'est 11h. Nous mettre chanter, travail pire. Pour nous capler, Colombie, grand aigle. Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Ça qui gros, c'est pété à pété. Sac piti, y'a pe rentre nan te chak jou. Nou malere, n'ap mouri a gran gou gran ek yo. Ap jete res manje. Ouvriye swe kou nan bouki. Pou patron yo kavin ki poujwa. San ouvriye, pa gen patron. An nou chita pou nou reflechi. Messye dam, gade la via. Messye dam, gade la via. Ça qui gros, c'est pété à pété. Ça qui petit, y'a peu rentré dans tes chaque jour. Nous malheureux, n'a pourri à gros goût, grand aigle. Ap jete res manje. Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Messieurs, dames, gardez la vie. Ça qui gros, c'est pété à pété. Ça qui petit, y'a peu rentré dans tes chaque jour. Nous malheureux, n'a pourri à grand goût, grand aigle, à jeter à se manger.
Gade la vie, sings activist Vanna Edmond on the island of La Gonâve off the coast of Haiti. Take a look at life. We are starving to death while rich guys throw away food. That's one of many songs written to inspire the peasant activists on the island of La Gonâve to organize. The music that introduces and closes this broadcast is by BGS, Pickup Squad, a group of high schoolers from the town of Matenois. This has been an update on the situation in Haiti. You can learn more about the work of groups and individuals mentioned in this update and how to support them by going to www.couragewoman.org. This report was produced by KRFP, Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and Yin Radio at yinradio.org. I'm Nancy Casey.